South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has appointed Lindsey Graham's younger sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, to temporarily fill the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by Graham's sudden death. The appointment came after President Trump publicly urged McMaster to select Nordone, calling the move, quote, a fabulous tribute to the longtime senator. Nordone, who has never held elected office, will serve through the remainder of Graham's current term, which ends in January, while Republicans hold a special primary next month to choose their nominee for November's election. Graham's sudden death over the weekend was a shock to the political system and the country. Donald Trump appeared on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday morning.
I got a message about 1 o'clock in the morning from one of the people at his office that he had passed away. I said, I just can't believe it. He was like a member of the family to me. It's very tough, actually.
Trump utilized most of his interview on Meet the Press to use Graham's death as a platform for advocating for the SAVE Act, Trump's anti-voting bill, saying that's what Graham would have wanted. The appointment of Darlene Graham Nordone gives Republicans time to avoid an immediate fight over this vacancy. But behind the scenes, reports are coming in that the field for Republican candidates might start to get crowded. Despite the sudden shakeup, Republicans remain favored to win in a state Donald Trump carried comfortably. That said, Democrats say the unexpected opening gives them an opportunity they never anticipated. Democratic candidate and Graham's opposition, Dr. Annie Andrews, has emerged into the national spotlight as a contender in a race that may have just become much more competitive.
Now, it's no secret that Senator Graham and I didn't agree on much, but we did agree that when you love your country, you raise your hand to serve. And we both believed in the greatness of South Carolina. Senator Graham was a fighter. No one can dispute that. But here's what I want you to know about me. I'm a fighter too. My fight is for you and your family. It's for my three kids.
Democratic nominee Dr. Annie Andrews, a pediatrician who had been preparing to challenge Graham, will now face whichever Republican emerges from the special primary. Democrats hope a divisive GOP contest could make the race more competitive, though South Carolina has not elected a Democratic senator since 1998. With control of the Senate on the line this fall, both parties are expected to pour millions of dollars into what has suddenly become a high-profile Senate contest. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.